Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers, we're going on tour! Trusty Hogs are going on the road. Road Hogs is coming to you, provided that you live very specifically in Manchester, Brighton,
Edinburgh,
Dublin, Bristol, Leicester, or
London.
So, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. TrustyHogs.com, is it?
Yes. Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers.
I will not apologise.
Welcome to episode 120 of Trusty Hogs. My name's Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Beaumont.
It's a shame that if anybody's watching this on YouTube, they'll just have seen me Vaseline my nose.
Catherine's Vaselining her nose.
Skin's all dry.
I just had some Kit Kat in my hair that had melted and made it look like I'd rubbed poo in me.
You're right. I seem fine.
We're comedians. We're doing great. We're going to chat and then we're going to have on amazing comedian Amy Matthews. We're going to chat some more.
And surprise appearance.
Oh my God. Also, James Acaster had to come in to get a Pokemon from me.
Did he have to? Did he?
I told him late. James Acaster comes in and gets a Pokemon. Welcome to episode 120 of Trusty Hogs.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Hello!
We've done that thing where we've recorded the guest
first.
And I feel so weird right now.
Yeah, it's like doing it backwards. It's so odd. But here we are. I mean, literally, she just left. It's not like we're doing it on different days, but it was weird.
Or is it? No, it's the same day.
It's the same day. What?
It's like a half an hour later.
Yeah, because we stopped for chocolate, hence your hair fiasco.
Also, we did take a chocky break, but the way that you asked for it was the most organised chocky break I've ever seen.
Why? What did I say?
Like, will we have a tea time? Will we have one now?
Okay, that cannot be my
answer. Knowing that you didn't have any snacks on you, knowing that you'd already had a snacky, and then you were like, but
you did
we
selfishly
do it?
Go to the shop and get yourself a snack.
Oh, that was not selfish because I went, does anyone want anything?
And no, you said, do you want a fizzy drink? You said, do you want a fizzy drink? You didn't say anything about snacks. You said, I'm going to go get myself a Diet Coke. Will I get you a fizzy drink? And I said, yes, please. You said nothing about snacks being on the table. Then poor Em had to go out for another round of snacks.
You could have gone out.
How could I do that?
Like, oh, I'll go out and get some chucky then. And I was like, I'm fine, Em. Thank you. I don't need any.
Is the shop far away?
It's like 10 miles-ish, isn't it? Like, yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's in Harrow. It's in Harrow in
North
London.
That's harrowing.
Hey! It's good stuff.
I fucking hate wordplay.
We are comedians and we are working. Just to make sure that's clear. That harrowing thing off the top of the dome, but she could do it again and it would look as fresh the next time. And that's the thing.
Thank you.
It's not just the ability to be the funniest one in the group, it's the funniest one in the group by saying the same thing the next night.
I've never said that before.
Yeah, but it's the best one I'm saying, but you could do it again.
Oh, you better believe it.
That's talent. Thank you.
You better believe it.
But then
it.
You, instead of it being like, oh yeah, just some chocolate would be amazing. And was like, oh, anything in particular? Choice number one, 3 Ferrero Rochers. They will all be for me, so there'll be no sharing whilst making panicked eye contact with Andrew and I.
I didn't want anyone to think that I'd be
this
sharing.
This is a hypothetical Ferrero Rocher right now. How are you this panicked? Number two, Kit Kat Chunky. Number three, regular Kit Kat. End of list. To the point where it almost felt like if she said, happens they don't have any of those, that you would just be like, we'll go somewhere that does.
No,
like,
I have a next order.
It felt. What
I have a
four
through six very easily, but I don't want to stress the woman out.
Let's hear it.
Six is 4, Mint Aero. 5, Star Bar. 6, if absolutely pushed, but probably unlikely that they'd have this if they don't have the former, that skinny lint bar.
The red one? Mm. Yeah, that's really good. Also, the Star Bar. Thank you so much. That is so underrated.
So underrated. I fucking love a Star Bar. I love a Star Bar. And by the way, that's only today's order. That's not my usual order. Kit Kat actually isn't usually my first go-to.
No.
Snickers would usually be in there. It was just today, my vibes. But yes, you're right. I wanted the 3 Ferrero Rochers, and I got the sense that in the group setting, people would think those were for grabs. And I didn't want anyone to think that I was going to do that. I wanted to eat it.
Andrew.
And if I may... Sorry. There's nothing more stressful than going to a random news agent with one chocolate bar choice.
No, I understand that. It was the panic in the...
Well, yeah, I was like, that's mine. It's mine. I'm on my period. I want it. But I'm also on my second period of the month. Listen, it's a lot going on.
Second period of the month.
This is coming out early February, so that won't make any sense, but we're recording in January. Oh my God, this is coming out near Valentine's Day.
No, Andrew, yes! 1 to 6 favourite chocolate bars, and then we'll go into Valentine's.
Fine. Oh, goodness.
Because you went Kit Kat, salted caramel.
Kit Kat chunky. I did go for the caramel preference, but I think I would put plain above salted caramel.
Correct.
A bit of a caramel.
Okay, yeah.
Fancy. Having been to the Lindt factory near Zurich, I'm going to put Lindt in there now.
Lovely.
Oh, go to the outlet store in Wembley. They have loads of flavours that they don't put in the boxes.
Oh.
Joyful. You can do a pick and mix of Lindt.
That sounds really good.
Don't mind if we do. And they're often handing out tasters. Oh, as if you haven't, like, as if you don't know what a fucking Lindt is.
Can you just tell us quickly, how was the Lindt factory in Zurich?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Was it?
It was really, considering everything in Switzerland is very expensive, it was a very good value. The entrance ticket was like 13 quid or something. And you got a tour of the history of chocolate. And they didn't brush over the colonial stuff too much.
Fair play.
No, we colonialised chocolate.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm joking. I've been to Mexico.
Wait till you hear about potatoes.
No, come on. We had them as well.
We literally did.
No,
shut the fuck up. No, a potato from South America. Sorry,
Walter
I just said
Riley
that off
brought
my...
them over, yeah.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh brought them over.
You know
his diamond, but not his contribution to potatoes.
Oh,
he brought potatoes
God.
Over.
Yeah.
Sick.
Sir Neil Patel.
They're from, yeah.
I still can't believe That's my good. Sweet Charlotte That's thought good. That was what his name was. I
can't believe Helen lives with a sir.
Yeah, my sweet friend Charlotte, did I have I told us on the podcast, was like...
You've told me like 3 times and you called up and just
my
told
My sweet
Sir
friend
Neil
Charlotte was like, how does Helen know a sir? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, Sir Neil Patel. And I was like, oh no, a mistake has been made, my sweet angel.
For anyone who knew, I live with a comedian who is called Sir Neil Patel, but I say Sir Neil because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was the
say,
sweetest.
I just don't call anyone's names. Like, I mean, it's Catherine Mary Joseph. Like, I have no regard for your actual names. Like, it
and nor should you.
No.
But sorry, nor do we have regard, apparently, for the order of your preference of chocolate bars. So Lindt is second.
Third.
That's a third. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Maltesers will be in there.
Not even in my top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Regular dairy milk is pretty solid.
Huh?
Dairy milk's disgusting.
Really?
It's not disgusting, it's delicious, but it's not in my top 10.
No, it's a really bad chocolate.
I'm really struggling to think of chocolates. I'm not normally...
M&M peanuts, Mars bar, Snickers,
M&M
Bounty.
Sorry? Kinder Happy Hippo.
Happy
That's
Hippo.
What a throwback.
So
I've not had a Happy
good.
Hippo in ages.
Milky bar, Milky Way.
I like all sorts of chocolate. The thing is, I'm struggling...
Whole nut.
Oh, yeah, this is good. I tell you what, actually.
Aero.
The New Zealand chocolate that we got gifted.
The Whittakers.
Delicious.
That has to go in my top 6.
Delicious.
Yeah, I don't know if we like hyped up enough on the podcast whether it was just in the extras, but that hazelnut bar from Whittakers, it is a journey.
Yeah, a real journey.
It's incredible.
I'm sorry, can I yet again bring us back around to Valentine's Day?
But we haven't done my top 6 yet.
Oh, right. No, you're right. This is good podcasting. Let's get into it.
Bueno.
Oh, Bueno. I forgot about Bueno. Oh, definitely my top 6. Yeah. Definitely my top 6. I love Bueno.
No, well, you've already had your chance.
No, I haven't. I said that was today's preference.
Bueno.
Yeah.
Mars bar ice cream. Snickers
ice cream. If you're going ice cream, it's Snickers.
It's a chocolate bar, Em.
It's not a chocolate bar, but if it were, we would go Snickers.
Okay, fine, fine. Bueno, Kit Kat Chunky. And I love that we're all on the same page with the Kit Kat Chunks.
It's make not in my top, good.
Oh, God, this is so intense. Toffee Crisp.
I love a Toffee Crisp.
Star Bar.
Yeah.
I do love the, like, little Kinder, like, just the dark, like, the chocolate with the white bits in it, the milky bits. You know, yeah, like the little Kinder bar, it's called a Kinder
bar. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. That you get in the packet of 10.
Yeah.
And then you pretend that you eat one at a time.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my God. Bounty. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had the Bounty ice cream? You got me onto them. That's right.
That's so good.
I don't love the bar, but I love the ice cream.
I had that with Mars Bars.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Please tweet us /comment your top 6 chocolates. Because that will be good for engagement.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, Dad.
Please comment your top 6 chocolates. And I don't want any Americans wading in with that Hershey stuff. It literally
and
tastes like
vomit.
And you
can't be like a box of chocolates. We're talking just like your standard newsagent's chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Speaking of a box of chocolates, though, Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
Andrew, I know it is. I'm so excited. Ellen is...
It's so tough on people, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, it's obviously toxic
and
made up.
It is fun.
But... it's obviously toxic and made up. And obviously it's bad if you're in a relationship or if you're not in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, it's obviously...
I've got a strap on. How does that work? I don't know why I said it.
Does he have double dick in that scenario?
I'm panicking. Yeah, he wants a double dick. He wants a tail at the back.
That's good fun.
And then we both have our tails and we can see how happy we are. Knocking things off the counter. Sorry, my Ma Willy. My Ma Willy, sir.
No, but seriously, Valentine's Day is
seriously,
very important
it's
business.
Really close. And I've got loads of dates lined up, so that's not a stress for me.
Do you have dates? Are you on Hinge now? Proper. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about the extras?
I'm going to give you a little bit, but I'd rather talk about it on the extras.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I redid my Hinge profile.
You don't need to whisper. Everyone can hear you. It's a podcast.
I redid my Hinge profile.
After that first fiasco, yeah.
Picked new photos. We'll go through it on the... Just.
We'll talk about it on the extras.
Yeah, I was worried they didn't look enough like me.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Which is the whole thing that I was saying. And also, and I'm like... made a better profile, like 2 matches,
but 2 good quality matches because they actually look like you. No bad.
I don't know. We'll talk about
but
it
you
the
like
extras.
Okay, fine. Okay. Talk about the extras. Okay.
I genuinely thought I'd have hundreds. I'm actually livid. I used to have so many more when I used to go on it. So I'm like, if this is an age thing, I'm going to be fucking livid.
Well, welcome to your mid-30s, my babe. Welcome.
I'm in mid already.
Yeah,
I suppose then. 32, and I'm turning 33 this year.
Yeah.
33 is mid, isn't it?
Yeah, 33 is mid.
Sick.
I'm about to be late. Girl.
Yeah, but you were born 60, so every year you are older, you're still younger than how you appear. Not physically.
It's rude. You're rude, and it's rude. I don't know what I'm doing for Valentine's Day.
Have you got any potpourri at the moment?
No, but I do have dried flowers. I don't.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. My girlfriend is surprising me. But she came into the room and was like, hey, babe, I'm going to take full control of Valentine's Day. And I was like, hot, exciting, yes, please. And she was like, are you cool to drive us somewhere on Valentine's Day? And I was like, so when you said complete control, I was like,
do you reckon you're
going
to a trampoline park or something?
I hope not.
That'd be amazing if she was like, baby, get in the car.
No, I think we're coming back the next day. So I think hopefully.
Oh my God, an overnighter.
My fingers crossed it's like, and if it's an hour from our home, I think.
Do you reckon it's an overnighter at the zoo?
That will be hell. I hope not.
I'm going to message her and ask what it is. Not now, because I'll ruin it.
Yeah.
But I am genuinely curious. I think I might be gigging on Valentine's Day, you know?
I am absolutely excited that she's organising it. Last time she organised it,
I'm gigging.
We went to a show that she booked called Age is Just a Feeling.
I remember this!
So I don't think it could be more insulting than that. But no, I'm pretty excited to not have to plan anything. That's the delight.
That's nice.
That is the delight. But here's my conundrum.
Go on.
So and she won't have listened to this and it'll already be Valentine's Day when it's out.
No, it won't.
I'll be just a few days before.
Okay, she won't have listened.
Ellen, if you're listening.
She doesn't listen.
Turn
to the
off,
podcast.
Sweetheart.
She
go to bed.
She doesn't listen.
And if you're listening, go to bed.
Okay, Okay, so what's the production company that opens with Go to Bed? You know, on TV shows at the end when it's like, go to bed?
Oh, it's like an American sitcom, isn't
Wasn't
it?
That the end of Scrubs?
30 Rock.
Go to bed.
I'll Google it.
Thank you. Is this a fun listen? Anyway.
Never.
Helen.
Tweet us if you know the name of the production company.
It'd be really good for our engagement.
Yeah, Helen's not listening now. So here's the thing. She has this joke that I'm an airport dad with gifts. Partly because when I go to the airport, I bring her gifts, but they're never like chocolate or booze. They're always like a good water bottle, a portable charger.
Oh, God, just, yeah.
But for one of her birthdays, I got her AirPods. And she laughed and laughed because she was like, it's like a gift you give a nephew you don't know at all. And also like, you're an airport dad.
It's and good that you're not mothering anymore your girlfriends and your auntieing them though.
Yeah, just like,
step
no,
in the right direction.
Uncle, truly an uncle. And so I was like, okay. But then she fucking loved the AirPods. She was so dismissive of them. She like mocked them, laughed at them, and then loved them.
Great.
She's lost them. Do I, A, let it go? B, buy her another pair for Valentine's Day? Is that not, no, it's not very romantic.
It also feels very passive aggressive.
Does it?
Remember that thing you lost? I've replaced them.
No, I think it's quite generous to replace a thing that you've bought already that somebody's lost without being annoyed about it.
I know you and I know your facial expressions, but okay.
I feel the undertone would be like, you could have had a new gift. But his is
that's open. What I was more worried about, is that the repetition is not exciting. But they are expensive. They're like 120 quid.
Fuck that.
And she loved them. It's so hard to know, but I'm getting the sense that it's not very romantic.
If I would, personally, is what Andrew. I would do if Reese had lost his AirPods. I wouldn't get them for Valentine's Day.
Had you bought him the AirPods in this scenario?
Yes, yes. Okay. If I buy him the AirPods...
Have you bought him AirPods in real life?
No.
Okay. But, long pause.
I think I have bought him some headphones, but not AirPods.
Okay, fine.
But the point is, if he had lost them, I wouldn't want to do it on Valentine's Day because I don't want to remind him that he'd lost the AirPods. I don't want to feel any guilt.
Right.
But not to confine romance to Valentine's Day, I'd buy them anyway and give them at a random day.
Aww. What? They're a crazy expensive gift. I'm not just randomly giving her AirPods.
That's so lovely,
of a Tuesday.
Andrew.
But then you
I said £120. Are you hearing
you can really
this?
Scale back the birthday. Because you have a lot of credit in the bank.
That's nice.
A lot
as
of
well.
Romance credit in the bank, you know.
But you've already done Athens for her birthday. You've booked Athens.
Yeah, right? I can't scale back the birthday. I've already booked Athens. Okay, and also, I always go too big on birthdays.
How about get her AirPods, but get some bedazzling stuff and bedazzle them a little bit? Like the
so
case.
She can find them.
So it's like more romantic as well. Like, what doesn't say, like, I fucking love you and I want to lick your puss for the rest of the time more than a bedazzled air covers case with a tongue on it? I don't know how
horrific. Okay, because the alternate gift idea was she likes these blankets from Arquette.
Arquette? Like Patricia Arquette.
But it's spelled A-R-K-E-T.
Okay, so not.
But, so not at all like that. It's almost like no. You don't know who we're talking about. But then,
describe this blanket.
Well, this is the thing. You can get them in multiple colours. But the one she wants, I don't like.
Oh, fuck.
So there's another one I do like. It doesn't feel very romantic to buy the one I want.
No, it's and it's
but
not.
I have to live with the one that she wants.
And you make compromises for those you love. Oh, no. I say all this. I don't have a boyfriend.
This hasn't been very helpful.
I was never going to be helpful.
But she's planning the day trip. So if it's nice, I'm going to wish I got her the blanket. But if it's bad, I'm going to wish I got the blanket I wanted.
How about one of those bears from the Fair Factory that you record a voice note inside of? Saying, I love you, baby. Like, you're so fair.
She's an adult. Like, it's an age gap, but it's like only a 5 years. She's an adult woman.
Yeah, I'm an adult woman as well. I've got like 10 bears in my room.
And you don't think there's any correlation between that and the lack of...
The sitcom was the Mindy Project.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
What was the production company? Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Should we bring on our guest?
Mindy Kaling's own production company.
Kaling Productions.
Kaling Productions.
Kaling Productions, yeah.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
I think we should bring on our guest.
Okay, great.
And then I'll show you my hinge and the extras.
Please do.
Is that okay?
Please do. I love you.
I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'll call you on the day and say Happy Valentine's Day. You love that. You love that.
It's so annoying.
You love that.
So annoying.
You love when I do
when
that.
When you're fucking friends
and relationships.
She hung
up on me
like,
last time.
Yeah, because I'm not. I spent the whole of Valentine's Day just hanging up on fucking people who are married or like just settled, being like, hey, just wanted to say, I know you don't have an especially in your life right now, but Happy Valentine's
that.
Day. Fuck off. Go fuck off.
I didn't say anything. I just said Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's
you
enough
were like,
to
you were like,
me.
Fuck you.
I hate
okay,
it.
Okay, lesson learned.
I don't want to hear from you on regular days. You're a colleague. You're a colleague. Let's bring on our guest, Amy Matthews.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back to back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available and I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show, so please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
It's me, Helen Bauer from Disney Hogs. Want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you. Sorry, guys,
yes.
Can we actually do the job?
All right. Okay,
fucking
everyone.
Hell.
Ready? Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Hell.
Amy Matthews, everybody. That cannot be your introduction.
Fucking hell, it's Amy Matthews.
This is hell.
What do you want a nail?
What are you doing? Have you heard that Amy's into snooker and that's what this is? Is that what this is?
Shut the fuck up. Is that true? I
no
thought that was like a bit.
No snooker has ever been that loud.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's the opposite of that, actually.
It really is.
I'm what, sorry?
Are you like fully into
yeah,
snooker?
Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Why is that embarrassing?
It's quite.
Oh, I find it really endearing because my grandma was really into it. Like my Nana always watched the snooker.
Well,
always. Which was like truly the worst. Like I was from a really boring suburb in a place with horrible weather. So like if you were inside, the TV is supposed to be the one relief from the tedium, and then it would just be
yes. But you wait till you hear the rock and roll that happens off the table.
Really,
it's really.
It certainly was like years ago. Yeah, it was kind of crackers. It's calmed down a little bit now because people have started to like care about like winning.
Instead of
drinking.
Oh, did the prize money go up or something?
Prize money went up a bit, but also it's like with any sport, it like gets sanitized a little bit. As
you think of it as a sport, interesting.
Catherine, that's unkind.
I don't think of
that's
cards
amazing.
As a sport. I think of it as a game, and I guess I think of snooker as a game.
May I recommend two documentaries to you that you'll never watch?
No,
Amy,
she will.
You're wrong.
She
I love will. Sports documentaries. I will watch a sports documentary and have watched a sports documentary.
Okay.
A sports documentary about almost every sport in existence.
Wonderful.
Tell me.
So there's a three-parter called Dogs of Snooker. I'm so tired.
Gods of Snooker?
Gods of
Snooker. It makes more sense.
But how badly now do you want to watch three-parter of Dogs of Snooker?
Very much.
Fuck Gods of Snooker. That sounds dull as shit. But
yeah,
Dogs of Snooker.
It's on iPad.
Oh, he potters the rock! Like that's
oh,
a pig,
in my
but like
head,
a pug.
In my head, they were lucky. They were all bringing their dogs to their games for
yes,
laughs.
Interesting.
But I'll watch Gods of Snooker on iPlayer. Yes.
Gods of Snooker
and
on
the
iPlayer.
Other?
There's a three-parter and the Ronnie O'Sullivan documentary that just came out on Amazon Prime.
I know.
I've actually recommended it to loads of comedians because I think that even if you've never watched a game of snooker in your life, no interest at all.
I've watched
most
so
people.
Many. I cannot tell you. I also worked in the snooker rooms in my university.
Oh, Catherine, that's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What?
That's so cool.
No, it was awful.
Wait,
it was
what
such
are
a lame
snooker
job.
Rooms?
So cool.
It's like so when the tech students weren't like learning coding, they had to hang out with each other. So they would come to socialize in the snooker rooms. It's basically four tables, a big snooker tables in a long, long room.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there. They'd come in. They'd pay me.
And then I just sat there while they played snooker, and I would usually write my essays or text a boy I liked or whatever.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Sounds really fun.
Once a bunch of them disappeared, and I was like, what's happened? And it's because there was a hacking scandal. Students in Trinity University, the ones who all played snooker apparently, hacked into some company that they shouldn't have and then disappeared off campus.
What little rascals.
Do you still get paid either way, though?
Oh, yeah, the hourly rate of like £4.
Sick!
Pretty consistent.
But
wait,
yeah.
So, Ronnie?
Yeah, it's as a... I think... I've recommended it to loads of comics because I think the his mentality and his loads of stuff he talks about in the documentary I think is uniquely relatable to like gigging comics.
Does he have a bad attitude?
Terrible, but like in like, you know, like a really like unhealthy, slightly problematic but fun way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I really, really recommend it to any comics. I think everyone could get something.
Okay,
from
actually
it.
Now you've actually like you've intrigued me massively. Mm.
Yeah.
Ronnie.
And about like
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, a job where like your self worth is tied up to not just your job but just basically however well you last performed, and that gets completely undermined if you have a bad one. You're sort of in a community but also in competition with it, you know, like it's just
of, like King Kong Fistful of Quarters. Have you seen that documentary about
I know all
DK?
Of those words, but none of them in that
King
order.
Of Kong, Fistful of Quarters. It's like a famous documentary about trying to get the highest score on Donkey Kong in arcades. And it is the best film of all time. It is the best.
It's a documentary?
Film. Yeah.
What's it called?
Okay, King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
What's it called?
King of...
That sounds like something I'd call a fringe show.
Yeah, A Fistful of Quarters.
I'd go
oh
to that.
My God.
But like, it's like two guys, and like one of them's like had the highest score since he was like a teenager, and he's like the god of Donkey Kong.
The dog,
and
of, he runs the dog of Donkey Kong.
the dog of Donkey Kong. The dog of Donkey Kong, and he has the highest score, and he also runs a hot sauce business, and he's got like a really young wife with like massive tits, and he's called Billy Mitchell, and everyone thinks he's like a god, but he's actually evil. He's like pure evil. And then Steve Wiebe from Seattle, whose life just hasn't worked out the way he wanted it. He's got a wife and kids, but he keeps talking about how he hasn't worked out. And it's been like, oh, she's over there.
Oh, no.
She's really supportive. But he then gets the highest score, but they don't believe his tape. They're like, oh, his tape is like altered. And it's like, it's definitely not because his kid's having a shit in the background. So you wouldn't have kept that in it. So then he has to go and prove his score live. And there's like Brian Koo is there, and he's like pretending that he's like not friends with everyone, but he's actually friends with everyone. He's spying for Billy Mitchell. Watch it!
Okay,
all of these people look exactly how you expect them to look.
Oh, more, more, believe it or not, more.
No, I'm just Googling it now.
Right, yeah. Right. You explaining that was like, you know when you do a language oral at school and you don't make any real sense, you just sort of explain events and you're like, and I went to the library and there was a cat and it was nice and everyone, like it felt like that in the best way possible. I want to see all of it.
Yeah, I know what all the words are, as you said, but I don't understand them in context.
Should we do a girls documentary night? Bear with me.
I'm in already. Okay. We found our common ground.
Yeah, we've done it.
You come to mine. Sunil makes us snacks using the air fryer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, no, I just didn't mind. I don't want you and Sunil together. Never mind.
Why?
Because you recommended another sports documentary for him before, and now we've got a Sky Sports package at home, and I forgot that was you. You're
it was
a
me.
Fucking bitch.
What did I do?
You ruined
you
your life.
You talked about
a
sports,
Sky sports
or something.
Package.
Did I?
And then he got into sports slightly, and then he bought a Sky Sports package.
I'm so sorry.
Can we come watch sports at your house with Sunilo?
I will not be there.
That's fine. Is he still making snacks?
Yes.
Well, he will be there because there'll be an ad break. And Sunil will
be... Oh my God, he's in every ad!
He's in every advert. There's no point in any of us doing any self-tapes anymore because Sunil will get all of them. If it's like, oh, we need a lady running through a meadow and she needs to look kind of punky. And it's like, oh, Sunil's got it.
Sunil.
Fantastic.
He's my BAFTA king. He's going to BAFTA tonight.
That's actually
he's my
so
hero.
True. That's so true.
I adore him.
That's
so much.
Funny and
but
so
I can't
true.
Leave
yeah,
my house
on our TV a lot,
without just seeing him everywhere.
Yeah, that is completely legit. If you ever want to like... feel better about yourself. Mm. Google Sunil without his beard.
No, Catherine, I rang Catherine on FaceTime the other day and I was like, oh, Sunil's here, do you want to say hi? And she was like, put me on with him. Put him on the phone. And she was like,
he's so handsome. But
I Googled you without a beard.
He must have been born with it.
You would think he should have been. It's crazy.
I
look
think
like a different
was.
Man. He's obviously such a sexy, handsome man.
Yeah, he's a beautiful boy.
It's like, he's very gorgeous, but he looks like a totally different dude without his beard. He looks like 12 years old. He genuinely looks like he's trying to sell you cookies.
He posted this on Instagram recently. Like, it's not like a hidden secret.
Oh, I Googled it separate to that.
Yeah, but
he looks like he is genuinely trying to sell you cookies. It's wild.
He's probably got that ad before.
Yeah, probably is. he probably has, to be fair.
That's amazing.
I'd buy them from him.
He's filming a special, like, you know, like getting like loads of clips sort of thing, like what comics are doing at the moment. But he's got like a double record day, but he's thinking about shaving his beard for the second record, just so it looks like he's done it on two different years.
Pierre
like
had to do that.
He's changed tops.
Yeah, Pierre had to do that for something he filmed. And Pierre without a beard, again, he looks like he's been sort of drawn from memory.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's so wild.
That's so funny. Okay, I'll check it out. I'll Google that as
well. So much extra face.
I wonder how different we'd look if we got rid of them.
I do get rid of mine.
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah.
I worked very hard to get rid of mine. I actually got my first chin and lip wax recently.
Ooh.
I felt so old.
Was it painful?
Excruciating.
Wait, yep, I had my first one when I was 16. Absolutely. What do you mean you felt old?
As in, like, it's the first time I've ever had enough hair on my face that I thought I should get this sorted.
Fuck
me.
And how often do they have to be done?
I don't know, I've never done it before.
I grow a full beard every week.
Really? Oh, no.
Bragging?
Pretty wise, guys.
Like, I could plait if I waited a month. No stress.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have considered it.
I think you should.
Well, because I started going to this place called Wax Pot in Hackney, and it is honestly the most incredible waxing experience I've ever had.
You told me about this one.
Yeah, it's like a gender-neutral, natural wax place, so that nothing's pink or faded or like girly. It's just all plants and calm and white and lovely.
Do you remember when they used to put glitter in the pink paint pot and then decorate a salon? Like, God intended.
Yeah, I know. But now everyone's welcome. It's so weird. And
call it sassy nails.
Well, Wax Pot is like the most painless wax I've ever had in my life. My friend told me about it and I was like, no, you're lying. Like, every single time I've gone for a wax, it has been like a back alley abortion clinic.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it has been like
got really Vera Drake there for a story about waxing.
It has though. Every single time it's like a woman who hates me. And
yeah,
like,
she's taking some stuff out.
It's a grudge I don't know about. What did I do? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But horrific. And like I've been like burned by wax that's too hot. It's mm-hmm. all just anyway. This like beautiful place, this beautiful woman does my wax and it's such small parts and pieces and she does it like so gently and it's wonderful. But so I was like, okay, I trust them to try. And even they, the place that usually takes care of me, could not make a lip wax be excruciating. It's horrific.
There's too many nerve endings.
I shave.
It's horrific. No, you don't.
I do because I'm doing IPL hair removal.
Are you
now.
Still doing that?
Yeah.
How's
What's
it going?
That?
Life changing.
This is an is education.
It? Oh yeah, welcome.
But can I just talk about, you genuinely like, you've never had to like, wax your face before because you've not had enough hair coming through?
Probably once a summer I'll have like, I can see the blondes in the light and I'll do a little veet, but it had gotten out of hand.
Oh, I fucked myself over as a teen. I was a weird teenager, sort of like was shaving just because I was curious and like, yeah.
That's fun.
I shave my arms like so many times as a teenager.
I'm like a dolphin on my arms.
Yeah, me too. No like, hair.
Look at that. Look at that. Look how long they are. Have a play.
Yeah, that's so listener, I'm just sort of grooming
look at that. That's amazing,
Helen's
isn't it?
Fur.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
lovely.
Furry.
I'm relatively
so
hairless on my arms.
Yes,
let's see.
Are.
Yeah, you're the same.
Yeah.
Do you know who's the most dolphin?
What the fuck, man? You've got no hair there and none, like, you don't grow like, how about here? Like the really.
No.
But what I'm saying is it was hell, so I wish I didn't. Hell.
That
hell
is a shame.
Really
where do you have hair on your legs?
Everywhere.
Oh, nowhere.
Like behind the knee.
Actually, no, but it's like.
I have such blonde leg hair. It's
that's amazing.
Shaved.
Oh, no, that very like light. With my shins, it's like trying to hold back the tides with your hands. Like it's just.
Really?
Yeah, it's just,
and pubes, are they migrating up and down?
They're pretty stationary. They've been sort of in locum for most of
not
my.
Not growing post. Down, they're like a tree trunk, sort of like ivy.
Only like three. You know, like the three that are like on
that
the merry way.
Off.
Yeah.
What do you mean three?
There's always like three that are just like, well, bye.
We're heading out.
We identify as leg hairs now.
Thank you.
What's happening between your belly button and your pubis?
Some tummy, some lovely little squidge.
Yeah, I don't
not
have
like,
hair there.
Like pubic hairs sort of like making a line in between.
No, sadly not, but I think that's fun. I think that's lovely.
I don't
actually.
Have a, what is that called? Something trail?
Snail trail was what it was.
What's happening
was
around your nipples?
The odd one or two. You've got to get those.
Just one or two.
I haven't had any around my nipples. But that is quite normal. I do. Most of the women I've dated have... Oh, I probably shouldn't say that.
I am feeling
Can we take that out? Most of the women I know have had some nipple hair, but I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll come along.
I think like once a financial quarter, I'll notice one.
That's
and I'm like,
very
There we
very
go.
Very nice. Yeah.
And that's quite nice.
Oh my God, Helen, put your nipple away.
That's not my nipple, actually.
That doesn't count, Helen. That is... That's a, like the ghost of a hair from
Stop
three lives
it.
Past.
I didn't pick it, I just wanted to show it. I used to have a... Oh my God, is that a hair?
I don't
Helen,
think they're...
Please stop it. Helen, could you do this later? I feel it feels private.
Yeah, but it also feels
Sorry,
a little
she's
bit
just
like...
picking at the spots and hairs between
that's
her boobs.
That's not a spot. That's a mole that I thought was a third nipple for years, but turns out it's not.
What a disappointment for me.
That is actually devastating.
I was
Finally,
gutted.
A USP.
I already told everyone at school I had three nipples, which probably shouldn't have been a cool thing. But I was
not
like, I've got three nipples. I've got three nipples. And everyone's like,
Do we know anyone with three nipples that is public about it?
There has to be.
I have an aunt.
Yes!
An aunt.
Fine. Wait, who is it? Who's the comedian that's got three nipples and he can milk himself? Joel Dommett? Is it?
That
Joel Dommett can milk himself.
What?
He can lactate.
No.
Who's got the third nipple?
I'll Google it.
Thank you. Appreciate
I really
you.
Don't like that
Joel Dommett can produce milk.
Stop it.
Joel Dommett can produce milk.
Stop it. Why are you taking
Mark Wahlberg has a third nipple.
We
Does
don't know
he?
Him.
That's two sexy men now I'm surprised by.
Yeah.
I guess they're
and Adam Hills. Adam Hills.
Adam Hills.
Gosh alive. That's a lot of information. A lot to process. I'm sure I was asking you a question.
I'm really upset about the hair thing that
Who's
you guys have just been honest about.
Yikes, yikes, yikes. So you
say?
Like snooker?
Yeah. Yes.
How long was that?
Do you play snooker or do you
Very badly.
Only
very,
once.
Very badly. It's so hard to play.
Yeah,
it's
no,
so
it's
hard to play.
Okay, so I'm a listener, and I'm guessing that you get what I get a lot, which is, where are you from? I can't place your accent.
Yes, I do get that question a lot.
I get loads.
People often go for Surrey or vaguely West Country, or like posh West Country.
Yeah.
Neither of those are true. I'm from Essex, which surprises people.
Oh.
But I lived in the West Country for three or four years.
Okay.
And I've lived in Scotland for five and a half, 6 years. So it's sort of a mishmash. I've got a sort of generic Southern accent.
Yeah,
with I thought you were the same as me, just
with
general
a few
Southern.
Like twangs. Like I know that I pronounce like house weirdly, or like I'd say like yeah about instead of like
yes.
about.
Yeah.
And there's like odd words that I only realise I say with like a Scottish inflection if someone calls me out on it. I'm gonna overdo it now, but I'd say like perfect.
Oh my God! So
but
Scottish.
I don't. But
yeah,
yeah.
That,
I don't say
mean,
it
though.
Quite that like thing. But
that's
there's like,
cool.
Like or like absolutely. There's like a
yes.
absolutely.
Yeah. It's like a generic Southern accent with some sort of regional warmth thrown in. But what's really odd is I am the only person in my family with this accent. Everybody else has like a really broad, like. Estuary Essex accent.
What, like,
no
what am I?
Like, my sister sounds like this. Like,
no
literally,
way!
Like, all of them
Stop
sound
it.
Exactly the same, and I don't know where this came from. It's so weird.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they'd say, like Dan instead of down. I can't even do it. I can't do the accent that I'm supposed
it's
to
so
have.
Fun.
What
it
happened?
Is so fun. Nobody Six. Knows. This is what's weird. So, like, I was brought up in
Amy
the same.
Amy Giles?
Literally. So I was brought up in the
oh,
same
I'm so
environment.
Glad you missed that. I mean,
Me
got a
too.
Lovely voice, but what a
but
shame.
I know.
Yeah,
imagine how many working class lists I'd be on around the fringe if I just like
yes.
retained.
Despite anything about your income status, it doesn't matter. It's just an accent.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Accent
this is,
oh
this is,
accent
what, this is what my new show is going to be about a bit,
is
actually.
It?
Yeah.
It's
so people assume that I am, yeah, like I say, from Surrey. And I'm like the first person in my family to go to uni. Growing up, my dad worked in a printing, nights in a printing factory, and my mum was a travel agent and if I had
what's a printing factory where they built wait a factory where they make printers
no as in where they like print
like papers
yeah like or flyers or
oh,
yeah,
like
anything
a big printer
like a yeah yeah like industrial printers
sick
yeah very
that's
fun.
Gotta be a bit of fun
you'd think so
yeah
yeah
could you imagine if there was a factory where they also made printers though
that would be amazing
yeah.
but yeah so it's really weird like if I've had the same upbringing as my sister but she's coded socially in a very different way than I am
yeah.
but we have the same socioeconomic background
yeah.
Yeah so that it's bizarre it's completely bizarre and we had the same life went to the same schools
that's interesting,
everything
because I have the same thing with my siblings but that's because we went to different schools
yeah
there wasn't a community school in my area at the time that I was growing up there was a like there was only a secondary school that was halfway decent was a convent school so it was a private school
mm-hmm.
private schools in Ireland are different to here, only insofar as like they don't cost as much and they are hyper religious.
As they should be.
As they should be.
Children need religion, or they will find the devil, or he'll find you.
Oh, he'll find them for sure.
And if you listen to this, he's already bloody got you. But no point wriggling. You're in his grasp. Too bloody late.
Yeah. But yeah, we have different
answers. Kill a man. It doesn't matter. It's over.
It's
really tickled me.
I can really tell. I was like,
she's on a roll.
Don't worry, it's already bloody got you.
That's amazing.
So we were talking about socioeconomic background.
We were. I'm so sorry.
Well, we were trying.
The tone down.
Sorry, you and your siblings have different voices.
Oh, no, my point is just that I grew up being like the posh one in my housing estate and the poor one in my school.
Yep.
And exactly. It's a weird like accent configuration, and also people just assume I'm American all the time, which is
really interesting.
Canadian or American, I get a lot. Which I think is because when I'm here, I try to elongate or like slow down.
Mm.
Because when I speak at my usual pace, English people are like, sorry, what?
What is happening?
Yeah, and gosh. But, oh gosh.
Golly, gee whiz.
Yes, yeah. Like, oh dear. And so I have to. But then, people are like, what the hell's that?
But it's very, my school, it's just very weird that no one really knows where this came from.
I've got your voice, but I am middle class from Hampshire.
Gorgeous. Yeah, makes sense. I was also like a little freak as a kid. I was just a bit like I reached sort of like age 7 and started getting into like 17th century tall ships and collecting like coats of arms from things. Like I was an absolute weirdo.
Yeah.
And I used to age.
Is that the diagnosis or do they give you one?
And I was like, I remember being in year 5 at school, which is, I don't know how old that is in real life, but I would sit with a Jane Austen novel and circle the words that I didn't know, make a list at the end,
words of the
look
day.
Them up and learn them.
Yeah, I did a words of the day. I always did words I'd read for the first time. We would have been good friends, you know. My dad took me to the Tall Ships exhibition in Dublin when they came. It was so exciting. I loved it.
I'm so jealous.
Genuinely, we would have had such a good time together.
I had so many model ships.
So
I had,
cool.
Yeah, I had like, that's my room so was like cool. Full of, I probably had about.
It's not easy to be a kid in Essex.
Get off your phone.
I told you I need to swap a Pokemon with someone.
Are you joking? Yeah. Is that happening now?
Can you pop in?
Are you fucking joking? He can't pop in. You can pop out.
You gotta catch them all.
You were like, we have to take this job seriously. Now you're taking a break mid Amy's record.
To what's happening?
To exchange a Pokemon with James Acaster.
Tell him he can come in if he puts an advert on off menu for us.
Yes, for my tour.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What? What's happening?
What's happened? What? You deleted it. You just deleted it by mistake, didn't you?
Oh my god!
Sit down.
Why would you delete it?
He walked all the way here from somewhere, I assume.
Why would you delete that?
You're crying.
But you'll try and be the one that's left, right? You'll try and be the one that's left.
You're panicking.
You'll try and be the one that's left.
You've already
got it registered
in
the Pokedex, so
you'll
swap it with me now, right?
Yeah, give it to me.
You're panicking?
Yeah.
I can actually you'll swap that with me now, won't you?
Yeah, you'll swap that with me now.
What the fuck is going on? James, are you okay with me recording?
Do it, do
yeah,
it. Oh my god.
Yeah. No. It's the best moment of my life.
What's happening? Please explain to the like amateur what the hell's going on.
Bauer went to Mexico and got a regional only Pokemon that you can't get anywhere else but Mexico.
Right, you did
the trade. She got it twice.
And I was supposed to catch... The deal is, if you go abroad in our Pokemon group, you have to catch the amount of Pokemon that are like unique to that area, so everyone else has access to the other Pokemon. So when James went to Disney World... He got everyone.
We're in a Pokemon group.
We're the crew.
We're in a group. And but I only caught two. And then everyone was, I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. I've only caught two. I was trying so hard to catch more. And I was, then it was on me to decide who got it. And then he messaged me outside the group, being like, give me the parrot. Give me the parrot.
It worked.
But did you do it?
Yes. But also my sneakiness worked.
So I only caught two. But great. I just accidentally threw one away because you were talking fast in
That's
your riddles.
Not my fault.
You confused me in your riddles. The Riddler strikes again.
Hang on a second. Has James Acaster walked away with this and you don't have one?
No, Bauer's got.
You gave me a Farfetch'd. A
shiny Farfetch'd. You got to evolve it to really get the full benefit.
Yeah, but we have to adventure together.
Yeah, you adventure together and then you benefit. That's a golden goose, literally.
But now I don't have a Horlicha. You have one.
It looks like it. And it's a lucky one as well.
We have to tell the group what just happened.
It's a lucky trade. I just scammed Bauer on her own podcast.
I don't know what any of this is.
I just got really fucked over, is what's happened.
Is that why you're crying a bit?
Oh, and I've got an egg hatch and it's all coming up egg hatch.
What level? 12 kilometres? 10 kilometres?
12 kilometres.
Shut up! Show me! Is it a sandlet?
No, it's that little stupid... vulture.
If it's any help, any consolation, Helen, while he took your Pokemon, I think this entire interaction will mean about however many women used to want to fuck James Acaster now don't. So that's that.
Oh, she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it.
I could do with those numbers going down. it's a strain on my relationship.
I can't believe that just happened. I got two. I honestly didn't even take in my in ruins because I was trying to find this fucking parrot.
Yes.
And,
you ruined your
I
holiday.
I just threw it away.
We've all been there. I've ruined.
Yeah, you've ruined so many
holidays. Holidays. Just going around looking at my phone, looking for Pokemon, and not engaging with the people I love.
I spent £500 on data.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's meant a lot to me, Bauer. I won't forget it when I go to.
But if they kick off,
where
in
are
the
you
group,
going next?
I don't know. I've got a. It's very hard to kind of like strategically book holidays around where Pokemon are without your girlfriend
but it's
finding out
why you want to go to Sri Lanka.
But it's strangers fancying you that's the strain on your relationship.
Yes, yeah.
What's in Sri Lanka?
Huh?
What's in Sri Lanka?
Oh, actually, I think I've got all those ones. Well, I really want to go.
It won't be James Acaster. He won't be in Sri Lanka.
Because we all thought we had to go to Egypt, but then they released it in Brockwell Park in Herne Hill. What a day.
There's an Egyptian version of that poodle that I quite like.
Shut the fuck up,
Fru Fru. It's not a new Dex entry, but it's still like another version.
Yeah, I was thinking about the primate and doing that.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
You told me to sit down.
Get out of here!
Thank
you. See you later.
You have no idea what just happened. Like, in the Pokemon world, what just happened is fucking huge.
Did you just get scammed?
Yeah.
May I just say, your childhood obsession seems so much more normal now.
With ships.
Sorry,
yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I actually felt so much less self-conscious.
Fuck off!
I was like, I'm a bit of a nerd, actually. Like, I just love 18th century tall ships or 17th century tall ships.
They just spoke a different language.
Yeah, they did. It was a lot.
Catherine's not always been encouraging of me being a Pokemoner.
I didn't know that you were that deep in. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was genuinely a different language.
That felt like, so the opposite end of the spectrum of, you know, when you hear like cool people talk about drugs.
Yeah.
And none of it makes any sense because it's all euphemism and like street slang.
Which girl is which drug? That's my question.
Is it?
As in like, there's like Mandy and Molly. And you're like, I don't, who?
Well, both of those were ecstasy.
Yeah.
Oh. But they're the same drug. Why are they called the...
I just don't know.
God, I don't know how you do it.
Because it was called Mandy and then everyone knew that. So they changed
well, is it not? Because it's like MDMA and Mandy is like a contraction of MD.
Maybe that makes sense.
I can't stress enough how much I don't know.
Gak.
Me neither.
A beautiful, gorgeous girl's name.
Yeah, beautiful baby Gak. Sweet baby Gak. Ketamine is coming over later.
I can see Ketamine as a bit of a class clown.
Yes.
She's a clown.
Yes.
Oh, I'd be Gak, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You guys be Mandy and Molly.
So you'd be
and
Gak.
We would be Mandy.
Gak.
We would be Mandy and Molly, actually.
Sweet Mary Jane. Which one's Mary Jane?
Marijuana.
Oh, I don't think I'd pull off a Mary Jane either.
No.
And you guys would all get angels in the nativity and they'll be like, Gak's going to be in keeper.
Mary Jane.
I'll hold the door.
I cannot believe that you just got swindled by James Acaster for a...
I fucked myself over It was, there was too much happening and I felt like I couldn't focus. So I'm devastated. Oh no, the Pokemon group split up. How do they know already?
Do you remember Amy, our guest? Helen. Helen.
He's told the group. Yes.
He's
sorry.
Told the group. No, you.
One of the group please. Said, we're in now.
Yeah, what have they
we're
said?
We're now watching a documentary about a sports we don't understand, but we're
okay,
in.
Okay, so we good. Have this group. Yes. We've had it for years and years and years, and we're all really good to each other and fair. Now, because I only had one spare parrot, then accidentally gave it away, so I only had one parrot, but James has now got
it. Are you saying
it.
The word parrot?
Parrot.
Okay.
That's the sort of closest.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, so then James, and then messaged me separately, even though there's been a whole conversation in the group about who gets the parrot.
Why do
James
you
has now messaged saying, huge news for the group. One, I'm a sneak and tracked down Bauer and made her trade me the parrot. Sorry about that. I was like, which parrot? And he's like, two. Bauer had two parrots and accidentally deleted the other one during the trade. So now I have a parrot, but Bauer does not. And he's like, the regional Mexican power. Oh, no.
What's everyone else saying?
This is just Al and James at the moment.
Who are Al and James? Who's Al?
Al works at Turtle Canyon.
Turtle Canyon Al.
For the love of
the
God.
The Al to the stew.
Who in this turtle. Industry isn't embroiled in this horrible underbelly?
You.
These
you
guys.
Apparently. Apparently.
Okay, so maybe, okay, now I feel less judgmental though, because I feel like, okay, if you had ships and you had your debating and your religion, then I have Pokemon. We've all got our own things.
We've actually all got our own stuff going
We've
on.
We've all got
know?
Our own
I
stuff going
so.
On.
I like that you included religion as like a teenage hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair for me, it really was
when
that.
When your hair's that red, it 100% is, no?
You're not wrong.
I drink the blood of Christ, but I've already washed my hair with it.
Oh. It doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't
yes,
even
it does.
Make... No,
like,
it doesn't.
Like you washed your hair with the blood of Christ. Like you washed your hair with wine. Hello?
It's holy water. What
holy
are you talking
water.
About?
No. What?
Like I'd wash it with holy water, but why would I wash it with wine?
Yeah, why would you? I don't know.
Sweet God.
Sorry, I'm really
did
upset
you
about
do
the
nativity?
Can you just carry on? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah I was
did
one
you...
of the wise men.
Why? You have such Mary energy.
That's so sweet, but I went to an all-girls Irish school where there were too many gingers, so all of the wise men were ginger to make it consistent.
I understand.
It was a character choice.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
How about you?
We didn't do one in senior school. I went to an all-girls school and then an all-boys school. And yeah.
Sorry, so no, you have to explain to, that. Yeah. You
so
have to be like, what?
There's a weird thing. So I went to a grammar school and they, in the last 2 years of school, admit 30 girls into a school of 1,200 boys. Like a sort of fun, sort of to prepare me
huh?
for green rooms, I think. And,
wait, they release
very good.
30 girls.
They
and
yeah, they
just
release
say,
like
and they just
they
say like
yeah,
best
yeah,
of
yeah.
luck to you,
like
girls.
The Hunger Games. Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, so there's 30 girls, 1,200 boys.
That's like when they put like a live rabbit in like snake cages.
That's what I'm thinking.
There. Yes, except the snakes are all scared of the rabbit because they've not seen one. For a real long time.
So and do you just like go around corners and go, ah! And
yeah,
just, like,
absolutely.
Scatter.
You had to sort of like
what's
wade your way through the Paco Rabanne 1 million.
Is that 40 boys to one girl? Is that the math on that?
I think so. Sure.
That's
I don't know. My
math
is
you must
math.
Have been bloody sore down there, am I right? That's yeah, a fucking raw hole by the end of that school.
With
yeah.
all that tall ship chat. It was it was a dry few years. So yeah, that was quite unusual. But we
how
didn't.
How did that go?
How did that go? It was sort of surprisingly fine. As I say, they sort of fear you, so
right,
it's fine.
Fine.
They're
fine,
like,
fine.
Oh my god, what is it? That's like one of the
it's
things
the
that
I've
seen on my life.
You're like, it's a tall ship.
Yeah. So that was unusual. Weirdly, I think the staffing body were the most kind of like
uncomfortable
with it because they're like, I remember crying over my economics homework once.
Aww.
And I handed it to my...
Because
girls can't do math.
It's too hard.
And they're very emotional.
Yeah.
And I handed it because it was all smeared. And my economics teacher was like, what's happened here? And I was like, I'm sorry, sir. I cried on it. And he just went, right. And are you okay now? I was like, yeah, no, I'm absolutely fine. And like, that was as much like pastoral care that was ever
yikes.
Like, put in place.
Yikes.
But it was actually sort of fine.
Did you get the part of Mary in the Nativity?
We didn't have one in senior school
no,
at
we
all.
Didn't
I directed
a Mary
instead.
Or a
no,
nativity?
I directed a production of Dad's Army instead.
What are you going to do? Star in it? You can't. There's not enough girl
There's
parts.
There's no ladies. Of course not. So I did some direction for that and the stage like set and stuff. Weirdly, do you know John Tothill?
Yeah.
Comedian
yeah.
John Tothill. He was the lead. That's so cute. Very, very sweet.
He's a born performer. I love that.
A born performer.
This is amazing.
I loved his debut.
Oh, it was so great. Stunning. It's
We're cooking with this.
So good. Yeah, and what's really funny is we both went to see each other's shows, and there were three bits that were basically the same references, but just done in like our own voice and style. And we're like, you could come and see it as a kind of like Barbenheimer.
I love that.
Mine was like the bleak version of John's show. Like his was so like high camp and fun, and mine is funny, don't worry, but like it had some heft. had some real hefty stuff. And but there were three things in it where we both walked up. We were like, oh, we've written like not the same show, but we just have the same life for a really long time.
Oh my God, that's wild.
And my parents went to see his show on the day that his parents came to see my show.
No!
Yes, this is very so crazy.
That's wild. Yeah. Sliding doors.
Sliding doors. So, there was no nativity in my secondary school, but there was in my primary school. And I played Rodney Trotter, no further questions.
Essex
is the Wild West.
Also, what's really ironic is I was basically the only person in my primary school
who didn't have the accent.
So they were like, basically I was really tall. I've basically been this height since I was about 12.
How tall are you?
5'8". Wasn't quite 5'8", but I was very, very tall and just stopped growing.
That is tall for a girl. You're just a freak. Come on.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, a glamorous woman.
I'm nature's tall ship.
Yeah.
She's 5'8". She's 5'8".
But that's tall for a woman. God. And very tall for a child.
Yeah, and I was a real like lank as well. I was really, really lanky, so I looked like Nicholas Lyndhurst. basically, I had this teacher who wanted to like inject a bit of spice. My friend at the time, George. So it was like, it was the nativity, but I believe it was Del Boy, Uncle Albert and Rodney were the three wise men.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there was, there was a Doctor Who B plot.
Okay, I am so into this nativity.
I'm obsessed with this teacher. The reason we were all three gingers is... ours was an entirely comedic nativity written by a woman called Mrs. Ryan who would troll us at any given turn. She used to send us essays that were always like, yellow, go, and then just sit there waiting for her cigarette break, being like, fucking idiot.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so that Can I ask how long the run was? Was it just one night?
It got extra dates due to phenomenal demand.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Lily Marriott did the PR. Yeah. It was real good stuff. It was insane. It was insane.
That's so fun. Mm. So what are the Pokemon?
Can I tell you I like Essex, please?
Yeah.
Everyone always says they don't, but I really like
it. Oh, I love Essex.
And also, can I say that I think it's amazing what you guys did when the Romans invaded us in 35 BC.
Finally, someone has brought up our achievements.
A bit of recognition?
Yeah, a bit of recognition. What did you do? Some real straight roads.
Boudicca had some good fighting there. And I know people say that she, you know, was a warrior and everything like that. I think she's just a mentally ill woman who referred to herself as a queen. But either way.
And that's feminism, actually.
Yeah.
I'm the queen, are you? Oh, that's pretty mad, but yeah.
Built a very straight road to Colchester.
Good for her. Oh, good
so
for
that
her.
It's nice. I don't know if it was Boudicca, actually, but it was the Romans. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
She didn't win. They did invade.
That checks in.
We needed a direct route to the zoo.
Actually, no, they didn't get in that time. They got in 30 years later. They gave up because they were too scared of the Britons because apparently we were really smelly and very feral. We were. Yeah.
I don't know anything about your early British history, I have to say. Or Roman invasion.
Yeah, we all smell like shit.
I used to be quite hot on the Anglo-Saxons. I had like some pretty... I had some decent like village life.
The people's history, which we basically are making up.
My uncle John Hines is the country's leading expert in Anglo-Saxon brooches. So any questions you come to me.
Well,
you come to me.
This is the weirdest brag.
Extraordinary. Uh-huh. Really? Is he your most fun relative?
Oh no, she's got a whole bag of cats.
Goodness
over there.
Goodness me. He's up there.
He's gotta be.
He's up there.
No, there was a granddad who, when he died, there was a skeleton under his bed.
Yeah, he
was
great.
And a treasure trove of sex toys.
Yeah.
Helen, I'm genuinely interested in what's going on with the Pokemon group, which is annoying me. What's going on with this?
I turn my phone over.
Is it aesthetic that I want to know, Amy? I'm sorry.
No, no, no. I think we must.
So he goes, James says, it's the regional Mexican parrot. And Al says, oh, yeah, RMP. And James said, yes, RMP. And then Al says, RIP to Helen, spare RMP.
Okay, so it's not good stuff. It's not like quality banter. It's just some lads talking about Pokemon. Okay. Hey, Amy, how are you giving advice?
Really good for other people, terrible for me.
That's our girl. Okay, great. Yeah. Andrew, do you have a problem for us? A listener problem?
Oh, we do indeed.
Oh, thrilling. Here we bloody do.
Sorry about the Pokemon thing.
Please never apologise. Please never apologise. Men just love to interrupt three women talking, you know?
Yeah. And I struggle with focus in general.
Huh?
I struggle with focus.
No way.
That's delightful.
Especially when other people are talking. Go on. Go on, Andrew.
This is from T.
Hi, T.
T says, hi, Hogs.
Are you all picturing a teacup?
No, I actually have a friend called T, so I'm picturing them.
Okay. Oh, what are you picturing?
Weirdly, all I thought was testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
So we've all got different references.
A little teacup going like, hi, you.
I was thinking gains. All right, go on.
I've been a listener since the Days to Go countdown teasers. That's the very early days of Trusty Hogs.
Whoa.
But this is my first time emailing.
I don't understand that reference.
Remember we did, like, before we released the first episode, we had, like, three, like, oh, we'll be starting in like 5 days or something.
Whoa, yeah. T is like an OG.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Holy shit. So
I've been listening ever since then. But this email is from December
2023. Wow. I've
heard of it. Recent.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just for reference, T. Just reference, T uses they, them pronouns.
Hi,
okay,
T.
Great.
Maybe it's my friend T.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be so nice.
They're like, why haven't you had Amy Matthews on the podcast?
Also, just to be clear, the cup I was picturing was also gender neutral.
Beautiful.
Just so we all know.
Lovely. Very affirming.
You're the worst.
I was hoping to get your take on something as fellow overthinkers and offspring of sewage fanatics.
Don't know what you mean.
What's happened?
So we're just being called overthinkers.
And offspring of sewage workers?
Yeah, that's right for me.
Yeah, the rest...
Well, actually, it doesn't say sewage workers, they're sewage fanatics.
My dad likes poo.
He works in sewage.
I feel like dads like poo.
Disagree. Right? Disagree. Right? My dad's a clean freak.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, you got to get your OCD somewhere.
I mean, he's a man of the cloth. He's got something to wipe all the time.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because like cloth and you wipe yourself. At least if you were like, touching cloth. If you shit yourself, you're touching cloth. So it's like he's a man of the cloth. So he's like a man of the underwear.
Andrew, T
there's
says.
In it. There is.
That's good stuff.
I think it's not bad.
Next.
He says, I have ADHD and really struggle to wind down because I just think.
Yeah.
For example, I recently travelled to another state and the drinking water tasted really bad. So I began Googling different types of drinking water to find out why the Melbourne tap water tasted so good. Just reference, tea is in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. What's it you saying?
It's not my friend tea.
Okay. And I'm really glad we worked that out. And I don't think it's a teacup.
What? We don't know yet.
They've just put a little aside here that says, can't wait for the fest this year. We should declare a national day of reflection for Helen's hotel incident. I'd even make a pilgrimage to Sydney and drink their presumably inferior water.
Thank you for saying that.
Wow, that's remarkable stuff. What anyway, commitment.
Having learned many things about filtration and catchment systems, I suddenly realised it was 2 a.m. This is not an uncommon occurrence. I can't do mindfulness because my brain wanders off and I have lots of allergies, so I struggle to use nighttime skin routines and things to wind down. Do you have any tips for dealing with intrusive thoughts and or any opinions on tap drinking water as a wise and worldly women? Presumably there's an element of familiarity and I think they've proved their own point by getting very distracted by tap water.
I love that they are, they've committed
but
to the brand.
ADHD are through and through.
Yep.
But the point is, how can tea unwind? How can they take their mind off of things? How do they not end up awake at 2 a.m. Googling tap water?
I really get it because the water in Ireland just tastes so much better. You can drink it from the tap.
Yep.
Here, and also means my curls are much better. It's softer. Same in Scotland. It's much nicer.
It is.
Here it's much harder, which is why, oh my God, yesterday I spent an hour and the most... honestly rewarding. I was having a bad mental health day. Descaling my kettle. And guys... I haven't been able to find, I think I told you about this, Em. I have not been able to find descaler. A friend.
Oh, lucky Em. Em, I think I've already talked to you about this descaler. Em, babe, you don't have to answer all the
questions. Em was descaling hers.
Oh, were you descaling together?
I still want
together?
You to, because I tell you what, I still can't find it. But my friend brought me some from Finsbury Park. And so we descaled the kettle for an hour.
You're such a loser sometimes. Your friend travelled from Finsbury Park.
Yeah, she found it. She found Oust there and she brought it to me. And I used two, which felt so luxuriant. But I still have one left in the box. And you should see the before and after shots of my kettle. Oh my God.
Oh, we
but,
must.
No, honestly, it's amazing.
Can I say, a hierarchy has emerged here that goes tall ships, Pokemon, descaling.
Yep. For sure.
Okay,
for
well,
sure.
Fine.
Wait,
my
so no, that is amazing. Cooler than descaling.
Sorry, you like crunchy D? Fine. Anyway,
no,
I just feel my
filter
kettle.
At the top of it, and I don't feel the. Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry.
You have to take the limescale out
yes,
of your
you
kettle.
Yes, you do, but don't have to travel from Finsbury
you
Park.
Do.
Yeah.
You do, you should.
I would never refer to it as.
But it builds up much faster in London than it ever has in any other city I've lived in, and the water does taste better in Dublin, so I really get your obsession. But also, in terms of calming down, I think we should ask Amy first.
Is it magnesium and calcium that makes it hard?
I assume so, because when you
sorry, the chat was
the
getting
acid,
a bit cool. I've taken
no,
it
when
back.
You put the acid, no, when really you put good. The acid in, it breaks it down, and then but then it neutralizes. So whatever it is, it neutralizes the acid. So which is why you end
shall
up.
Shall I call my dad?
Water.
He'll know. Mm. I'll call my dad.
No, don't call your dad.
He'll know.
Just Google.
It is calcium and magnesium.
Oh, there we go, John. Well done. You're smart, aren't you? Gee. Good.
Let's try him.
Well, it's fun because it. Neutralizes, but then when you put the kettle back on, it reactivates and fizzes again. Oh, bit of
that
fun,
is
bit
fun,
of a laugh.
That
so
is
they want to know why tap water
no, we
tastes
know.
Different.
We know. We
Michael,
yeah?
I'm doing a podcast. Why does tap water taste different in different places?
Because it has different mineral content. Some is surface water from rivers and lakes with higher organic matter in it and color, and some is good quality groundwater. Some is from pure Scottish locks.
Okay, and what's it like in London? Is it better in London than it is in Ireland?
It's better regulated in the UK than probably in Ireland. Yes.
Sick. Thanks for that. Fuck the Irish. Am I right, Dad? Yeah.
What? We have EU regulations.
No, he's just awkwardly laughing with my Irish co-host. Thank you, Dad. Bye.
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 What the fuck?
I can't believe I got to meet the lovely poo man.
I was just like, yeah.
That's outrageous. That's so speculative. Also,
fuck the Irish, am I right, Dad? Yeah.
The EU regulations surely it has. Oh, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. Water pollution is way worse in London than in Ireland. Are you high? Is your dad literally high? Is he high? What are you talking about?
No. Oh, sorry, that made me so happy, even though it was so xenophobic.
That was disgusting.
Oh, that's very
that was
funny.
Disgusting to watch. I'm sorry you had to witness that. I'm really sorry. My question remains, how do you think tea should unwind?
Okay,
not to this podcast,
so,
obviously.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
This.
Because I am a... oh, gosh. I have to have something playing all the time. I'm terrible in silence.
Same.
And I've had to, like, exposure therapy myself to silence to stop a constant loop of whatever noise is going on up here. So, like, I listen to all sorts constantly. Like, I listen to ASMR before bed. Mm-hmm. I have to have a podcast or something on during the day.
Always.
But I think forcing yourself to be in silence in company is really good because you've got the accountability of having others around you. So you're not like, if you're just sat in your home on your own and you've got silence, you're going to distract yourself. But I think there's something about being
How
around
do
others.
Do you force your friends to be quiet around you?
No.
How do you do it? Amy, how do I make that happen, Amy?
I know what you're doing,
Amy.
Here.
Please tell me how'd you do it.
Group meditation, as in like meditation groups.
You go to those?
I have done, yes. And Quaker meetings are very good for that.
I'm not getting into another cult. I'm not.
It's not a cult. You just sit there and it's like
every religion says they're not a cult.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it. Go on.
What else? Being around. Mind you, saying this, right?
Wait, Quaker meetings are just silent. Sorry, to interrupt.
Yeah, literally, 45 minutes of. Yeah. Being in a circle with a group of people, and you just sit in quiet and you do whatever you want with that.
There's one round the corner in Covent Garden. Yeah. You can just pop in any time.
I genuinely find other people's noises unbearable, though.
I'm misophonic as well, so I'm really funny about like chewing sounds. Me too. And things like that. But actually, it's just... Particularly like in the middle of a city, which like, I mean, a lot of the ones I've attended are, there's street noise and stuff, you know. It's not like being in a, you know, vacuum.
Okay.
But it's more just like the... It makes you sit... and be around others and not on your phone and not stimulating yourself with something. It just makes you sort of zone in on...
Oh, that's, you know, horrendous.
Well, this, I agree. So in the sense that I had to get a delayed train, obviously, from Birmingham to Glasgow last year.
Can you say you found, didn't I?
No, but a guy sat next to me and I was waiting for him to like get a laptop out or go on his phone or get a book out or a paper. And he sat and looked at the seat in front for about 5 hours. I remember thinking, if that's peace, I don't want it.
Oh like, my God, fuck that.
Yeah.
He was going to kill. He was on his way to a kill. He was focusing on the mission at hand. There's no way that he was
even
on his
then
way to
if
a
I
kill.
Was going to kill, I'd at least have some fun music.
Well, maybe he was coming from a kill.
Maybe. Because it was honestly the LNER QR code that he just looked. Or no, it wouldn't have been
what
LNER.
What the fuck?
Avanti West Coast.
Even worse.
What
the fuck? At least LNER's got a bit of a fun one.
Yes.
He wasn't like twitching or
he just looked at the seat for like north of, I think it was between 4 and 5 hours.
Are you sure he didn't have headphones in? Are you sure?
Absolutely, yeah.
Could he have had those hearing aids in, which are really like subtle, but you can actually link them to your Bluetooth so he could have been listening to something?
Not that I could see.
And also you may hear it probably a little bit as well.
Probably. But that's wild. But as far as T's issue...
So drug yourself probably is what I'd say, isn't
it? Well, this is why I was letting Amy enter in advance, because I know what we're both going to say. You're going to say weed and I'm going to say melatonin. What?
Interesting. I think having a low level, quote unquote, non-distracting audio stimulus helps do that.
Rain on a tin roof.
That kind
rain
of vibe.
Rain on a tin
but
roof.
You need to work out
Alexa
what your flavour is.
Yeah.
Because I find there's a soundscape on YouTube called 1920s Ambient Pub. May I recommend that?
I've done the cafe one. Likes
it's doing. A certified banger. Wow. And it's like, there's a version as well that's like 8 hours. Oh, God.
I absolutely love, and I'm sorry to be that, train. Like, no, it's very predictable. It's much more traditional than you guys, which is like, I love the YouTube spa music.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. It's the like massage tracks. Are nobody should touch me, obviously, but nobody wants a massage from an amateur. But I I strongly recommend it. I love it. It really helps me unwind.
So okay. Background noise. I also do background noise and then a podcast. Where I have that on the Alexa, the rain on the tin roof, whilst I'm reading, that's playing, and then as I'm going to bed, put that on the podcast.
What?
Of the dictators or a murder one.
No.
So I can drift off to sleep.
No.
Yeah.
Having it so that you've already set your alarm on your phone and all of that, so you're not on your phone before you go to sleep, is really good. It's also really good to not have the laptop in bed with you. Like, don't be watching something. It's so easy to, though. It's like... That's
oh, no
one.
Screens in the bedroom, for sure.
Easy hacks to fall asleep. Melatonin, which you can get on prescription in Australia if you're really struggling to sleep and your, like, brain's getting too full.
I think I got addicted to it for a while, though. Then I couldn't sleep without it.
Yeah, apparently it's not an addictive drug, but, like, I am really careful, like, only taking it when I need it.
Yeah.
Also, I think particularly if... particularly about ADHD brains and stuff, where there needs to be a sort of low-level stimulation in order to counter... Like,
is that what it is? They need to be constantly stimulated.
Yeah, and, like, so there's something to do with, as well, like, the like ADHD medication. Because, you know, like it's sort of like... This is very unscientific, but like watered down speed, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's
for focus.
It stimulates the synapses enough, like it overstimulates them, but in a way that means because that's happening, they're not trying to find other stuff to latch on to. You know, they're not. So I think if that is the vibe, it's all very well saying, oh, don't like remove distractions. But I think for an ADHD brain, that's actually worse because it's gonna find stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think if you like tune in to something that is, and sort of different scents as well, because you can get sort of pillow sprays.
I also have the mist.
But do you know what I mean? And it's not like, oh, you're going to smell lavender and it's going to fix all your problems. But it's like it's a way of stimulating all the receptors available to you to cheat your brain into thinking.
How do you know so much about this?
I rabbit hole a lot. I just read and I will.
Every day's a learning day.
Every day's a learning day.
But then I feel like we're saying things like, it's like if your brain doesn't have the capacity to do like a nighttime skincare routine, which is something you cited, I feel like we're just giving you lists.
No, that's
of
because they had allergies.
And that's only because of allergies. It wasn't because they couldn't like it.
And if you can't put a lavender spray on your pillow, by the way, you can get lavender pouches that they just go under your pillow so they won't agitate your skin.
And my spray is just essential oil mixed with water because it's very cheap.
Order from Avon.
What?
I know.
That sleep pillow mist. I had two aunties who were Avon ladies. I had too much of it growing up. Our house just smelt like Avon.
Honest to God, I used to go and visit my...
Avon's still alive and well.
I don't know if it is, but I buy it.
It's got high street shops now.
Yeah.
Avon opened high street shops.
Where?
What in the 1999 is
in Portsmouth.
Happening? I'll find out.
Hold on a second. In Portsmouth?
That's fun.
Isn't it?
It will open its first retail stores in the UK.
Will open in the future.
The
high street's back, baby.
What?
First in its 137-year history in Sussex. I'm guessing because this is an article from the Argus. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
When is it opening?
I think they're open now.
That's a
We
joke.
Must go.
Should we go? Should we go?
Sussex. Like Brighton.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would go.
And then we could go to that house.
Can you believe there's a world in which an Avon and a Lucien Yac have opened up in the same year?
That's so funny.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun. Something for everyone in Brighton. Something for everyone. Something for everyone. And let's be honest, their mom.
Yeah.
And I'm going to visit my dad.
No, thank you. So,
he can tell you all about your shit water.
No, thanks. I don't really want to hear his ludicrous speculation. Hey, Amy.
Oh,
hey,
so pillow mist is the answer there. Good luck with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
You're going on tour.
I am going on
tour. What's your show called?
How exciting. It's called I Feel Like I'm Made of Spiders.
Fantastic.
Thank you
What's
very
it about?
Much. It's about a very turbulent year. It's a real laugh. It's about this sort of fallout of a turbulent year and sort of, I think, a quite universal feeling of being caught between like restlessness and stability, like craving one or the other. Like, you know, when you get one, you crave the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that sort of like pendulum swing between the
you
two.
You mad women, what are you like?
We crave.
What are you like?
So, yeah, that's what it's about. I care about that show so much. It was so much fun to do. I really miss doing it every day for The Fringe. I had such a lovely time. So I'm really excited to take it around.
Where can people find tickets?
Yeah, they can find tickets either on my website, amymatthewscomedy.com, or at amyfmatthews on Instagram.
Amazing.
Or the recently deceased Twitter.
We'll tag Amy in everything.
Sure. Of course we will.
But like, is this first UK tour for you, no?
Yes.
Where are you going? Exciting. Where are you excited?
Oh, off the dome. I think I'm going to Newcastle first.
Love.
Which I love.
Gorgeous.
Newcastle,
gorgeous.
Glasgow, Edinburgh.
Sick.
A couple of dates in Soho.
Sick.
Bristol, Brighton, Manchester.
These are all great locations. You're not
my
doing
brain's
they can find it online.
I'm not doing Guildford. I've heard about Guildford.
They can find it online. Don't worry.
I didn't believe it, but
I've heard such.
I am, and I cannot wait to see you there. CatherineBohart.com. People can find you on Instagram. They can find you on X. They can find you on your website, and they can find you at Soho Theatre. How exciting!
Indeed. Yes, come see me as a group.
Go
you've
see
made
it.
The cut. You're invited.
And they can find you at I don't know, like the V&A or
the
British Museum.
The
Cutty Sock. I'm doing a gig there soon. I'm not joking. There is a gig on the cut.
Imagine sitting on that information for the whole of this episode.
Yeah,
it's only just hit
crazy.
Me that
that's
a crazy. Thing.
Explain but, everything.
Okay, Jasmine Gleeson. Do you know her?
I don't.
Lovely comedian. She, this like 2 years ago now, she was like, right, bear with me. I used to work on the Cutty Sark dressed up as a character. And I would like be like, oh, I'm a washerwoman on the Cutty Sark. That was like her job, right? And then when she started doing comedy, she was like, oh, I could like put on a gig for the museum and we could do like a gig at the museum. The gig is two comedians and then break where they get drinks and to walk around the museum on a guided tour, and they come back for the headliner, but you're inside of the ship doing the show. But it Great. Also means that you
Amy
have
Matthews
the ship
is available
to
for
yourself.
The gig.
So I'm available. When is it?
I am more than
I'm
happy
available.
To, I'm genuinely, as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to message Jasmine and be like, look, I've just got to do this. Like, you have to book this girl.
That is so fun.
It pays as well. And you get the ship
Amy's
to yourself.
Amy's like, I'm paying in myself. Yeah. I would pay to do the
I
gig.
I have a photo shoot of me on the top of that ship by myself at like midnight.
Oh my God. That's
it's life-changing.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. I love it so much. I've always dreamed about doing a gig in, you know, the old operating theatres. No, not operating theatres. The surgery. You know, people used to do like public surgeries in
yes.
like early.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to do a gig in one of those. I think it would be really fun.
Like people looking down at you.
AmyMatthewsComedy.com. She swears it's funny. Have a great day. Amy Matthews, everybody. Helen, huge news. Is the executive lounge feeling a little fuller to you today?
Is it?
Probably, because we've got another exec producer.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you to Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and our new arrival, Grace O'Reilly.
Is that Irish? That's gotta be.
Surely.
Religious first name, I don't know. Hello.
Don't mind if we do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, guys, and thank you for all your support. We genuinely couldn't do it without you.
How do you say thank you again?
Gurth Mahaga.
Gurth Mahaga.
Gurth Mahaga.
Gurth Mahaga.
Nope. Got further away. But that, thank you.
Thank you. And then also to our producers in the producer lounge, we got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bright, Kate. Oh my God, do I need glasses? No, we can't do this now. Dean Mitchell, Anthony, Sophie Chivers, Carrie Soothe, Victoria Hutchinson. Please, everyone, please, let me try. Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Stephanie Katlatia, Charlie A, KC, Anthony.
Taz, who just sent us all a gift.
Wait, are there two Anthonys? Hayley Worf, Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, which always makes me smile, David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redman, Sarah and Morley, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend, there's a joke in that, I'll think about it, Liz Fort, like over, and
yeah,
like,
it,
yeah.
I got it, yeah.
Something with like an ass, maybe. Or a boat. We'll work it.
I'm sure she's never heard it before and definitely gives us her money so that we'll mock her like she was
Leah,
in school.
Leah, let us know if you've got a good one for us. Chloe, Emily G and Goza. Shut the fuck
Who?
Up. Goza, is that like short for Godzilla? No.
No.
That can't be. No, he's just got a film out. He's busy. He's not listening to podcasts.
But maybe he's flushed and he wants to spend it on his favourite podcast.
Goza. Okay, is Goza, are we thinking like a really fun non-binary person or a lad from Essex who's got a nickname from school that they've never got rid of
and madly into us?
Themselves as Goza.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm Goza.
Oh my God.
Don't ask
why. Oh my gosh, so fun. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you.